cloud. Okay, so back to my question on a scale. Got a few ladies coming in. On a scale of 1 to 10, how comfortable, how familiar are you with Canva? 1 being like I really haven't done much with it. 10 being like I've done a lot, but I'd love to hear anything else that I don't know. So you can put up
Three.
fingers. 3. Okay.
Two or
Three,
three, yeah, I would
two,
say three.
three.
I choose three.
Lois, Tracy, like
I
one.
just came in on the tail of it. You said we're asking about our familiarity with Canva.
Yes, on a scale of 1 to 10, like you are you like a one, don't really know it, or a
Maybe.
okay. Tracy's like, I've done a lot. Okay, 5. Good. Okay. So one of the things that I thought I would do today is I thought I would talk to you about how to create a good opt-in with Canva. And I'm not going to go through the AI side of things because Brenda has a really great teaching in her membership site. So access that because that is going to be your best friend on writing anything, any of the prompts that you need to do your tips and tricks. Right. So when you log into your Canva, you've got your home screen on it. I'm going to share my screen so you can see everything that I'm doing. So when we log into our home screen, you get to type whatever you want up here, and you actually want to make sure you're searching Canva templates and not your content, right? So let's just do tips. Let's do I'm going to do 10 tips. See what comes up as far as templates. Canva templates, not my templates. Okay, so when we go, then we can scroll down and you've got all of these pre-made templates that you can use and you can modify for your design. The reason why I suggest that you start with these rather than a blank slate is that these are already locked in place and optimized to be able to transfer into social media far easier than you having to actually try to figure out and get it all even. And so if we scroll down and we look at the different templates, we can just choose something that is, I don't know, we can choose something like that. And if you notice how when I choose one, then it gives me some other options. Oh, you might like these better, right? So let's say, yeah, I do. I like this one better. And so then you click customize. And so now it's pulled up my template. I'm ready to put in any information that I want to put in here. And one of the things that I want to actually encourage you guys to look at, if you haven't already, is if you have a free Canva account, you're not going to have access to some really awesome tools like brand. So you'll notice when I click brand, it's got logos, it's got different color palettes for the different people that I've worked with. You'll notice my fonts are not filled in because I work with so many people in my business that I don't want it to populate my stuff. I want it to do the generic stuff, but you can actually click in these boxes and whatever your main fonts are for your branding, you can pop them into all of these things, right? And you can put in pictures that you use, graphics that you use, you know, favicons, all of those kind of things that are part of your brand moving forward. So if I wanted to brand this template for this business, my Created to Bloom business, if I click on that, I can shuffle through until I find a presentation that looks good to me. And maybe I find one that I'm like not super crazy about, but it's close enough to where I'll start to work with it, right? Or maybe I go, I think I'm going to just pick them one by one, right? So if I wanted to go back to the original palette and I want to click anything that's pink and make it a different color, anything that's light pink, I can go to it. I'm going to make this a little bigger so you guys can see it. But if I want this background color, when I hover, you'll notice it hovers over fonts, it hovers over the box. When I get to the box, I have color options here, right? So then I can pick it and I can go straight to my palettes that I want. And the cool thing about this is It also gives you the colors of the current palette. See the document colors here? It's got everything that's currently in this design all lit up here. And if I hover over these, it gives me the hex codes to these, right? So once you get your fonts in here, once you get your color palette in here, you'll have people that'll say, sometimes somebody will go, well, what's your hex code for your pink? Well, when I hover over it, I can see my hex code for my pink is D13186. But if I hit that, it then down here goes, do you want me to change all of the light pinks to that color? Yeah, let's do that. That's a lot easier than me having to go through and click one by one. And everything that was light pink is now dark pink, right? So this is the super easy way that we can customize all of these things. Then I can click in the font. I can make the font bigger. Sometimes if you make a font bigger, it's going to outgrow your box and you might need to stretch your box. One of the other things that I want to show you is when I hover over this, sometimes these move separately and sometimes I don't want them to. I want them to all stay together, but I want to relocate that box up and down. If I shift, I do for a Mac, I do Command Shift, right? And I click on the screen and I drag. And anything I drag, I now have an option to create a group with it.
Linda,
Yes.
how do we do that with the PC?
Is it command? It's a control shift. And then you drag it, create a group, and then you can move it wherever you want it to be, right? So part of my design stays intact. These little circles, if they're separate and I want to move them, relocate them, because maybe this box has a lot more font, a lot more messaging in it that I want to put in there. It's going to move, shift everything down. Then I can just create groups and keep all of the elements in that group together. Does that make sense? Okay. So one of the other things that I like to do when I am writing something like this is I split my screen. So let me see. I actually, oh, I know. I did it in notes. I did it in notes last night. So I went into ChatGPT and I created this note right here. And it's got everything that I need. I just want that. I want this gone. It's got everything that I need right here. So I'm going to do what I call split the screen. I put all of my text on one side of the screen and I go back to my design, which is hidden because I have so many tabs open on this side of the screen. So now I can easily take my little tips and tricks, copy number one, the title, and I can put it in anywhere up here because it's going to be a long title. So let's say I don't need this subtitle here, right? So I'm going to ungroup them and I'm going to get rid of the stuff that's underneath there, this focus on whatever that says. And this will now just say use consistent brand colors and fonts. And then I will take the next part and I will copy it, whatever I want, and I will paste it in the box. So let's just say I just want the regular tip and not the pro tip. I can copy it. If I click three times on this box, click, 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 it highlights everything. If you don't want to click, click, you can also do Control A, Command A for all, and it highlights everything that you see on this, in that box. Sometimes it'll highlight the whole screen if you're not clicked in a box, but if it's in the box, then I can go here, click, Control V, and now it's got my tip in there. Right? This is how. So if I go through one by one, I can change this whole thing and it will have all of these tips here on this side here. And it will have my branding, right? So that this would be like 10 tips to create Canva designs like a pro. So I'm deleting anything that is not mine. Now, when I look at this title, one of the things I see is, oh, you know, that's kind of spread out. There's a lot of space between those two lines. So I can go up here to this spacing line and click on it, and I can get the spacing of those two lines of text closer by using the slider. I can also get them farther apart. But it gives you a lot of control over the look and feel of your design. Let's say I think the letters are too close together. Oh, I can space them out a little bit. I can get them back in closer. All of this, and then if I want it at the top of the text box, the middle centered in the text box, or anchored to the bottom of the text box, it gives me these options. It also, when you have text in a box, you have tools up here that let you align it center, left, justified, meaning it'll spread it out the whole distance inside that box, or to the right. Some people love centered. I love centered a lot on tips and tricks. Sometimes when I'm doing a blog post or a course or a workbook, I'll left justify, because that's kind of how we're used to seeing when we read a lot, right? It's all left justified down the page. So I stick with some of the norms within writing and copywriting for those kind of things. So I'm not going to continue to fill in these tips and tricks, because I think that you guys get the idea for this, right? I'm going to show you some other different fun little options. So let's say I want this part, the 10 tips, to be a little more pizzazzy. There's a bunch of different apps, and they're on the side part of your Canva menu. If you haven't explored your Canva menu, you can get designs, you can get elements. Here's where you get pictures. Notice I used an AI picture. You can find shapes. Whatever you need, you click in elements and you search. So let's say I want a photo frame. Because maybe I want my photo on here somewhere, right? I want people to know this is me designing it. So when I click it, notice how it shows up on my design. And it's huge. I mean, I love myself, but you know, we also want the font to have some center stage here. So, but when I click on my photo frame, if I were going to my uploads and find a picture of me, which is probably like way down in the stack, but if I found a picture of myself, that's my mother. Let's see. I'm going to look for headshots. It's so much easier. So if they search photos and do headshot, you're going to get an idea of what I'm talking about. So let's say this is me. If I drag that into right and hover over this photo frame, there I am. It's in there. If I'm like, oh, that's a little off center, you know, I can fix it a little bit and get her more center, right? By spreading her out a little bit. So those photo frames help you put a photo element inside your Canva without it like taking over the whole background. Because if I were to hover over the whole thing, it's going to look what it did, right? We don't want it to mess up our whole design. And that's where those photo frames come in handy. Another cool thing we can do with photo frames, let's go back to elements and let's go to photo frames. Let's go see all. Notice how we have lots of different designs and shapes with our photo frames, right? So we have something that looks like torn paper. We have these really abstract shapes. We have little slivers of things. You can get really, really super creative with some of the ways that we use our photo frames, right? But if I wanted to find one that looks a little jaggedy, maybe it's one that looks like torn paper. So let's say if I go torn paper photo frame, then I see this, right? And I can stick this at the top. I can stick it on my picture and I can drag it to the top. I didn't want to do it that way. I don't want it to get so oblong. And I stretch it from side to side. Then I can do a texture. And let's just see if we go to photos and I do textures. Texture paper. So let's say I want it looking linen-y, right? I can stick that inside my, I'm going to hover till it gets just the photo frame. See how that totally up-leveled my design? By just adding the texture in the background, and you can also take it and move it down here and give it top and bottom kind of footers and headers that look so amazing because we've done that. And if it's a photo, remember you can go to this edit button and you can tint it. So let's say I want it tinted pinky, like my brand colors. I don't want a bold pink because that's going to like be way distracting. Let's say I want to do that one, right? Or I want it a little bit more subtly, maybe green. You can really play with the look and feel of the elements that you're putting inside your Canva because you use every tool, all of these tools that are available to you, right? Any questions on that? Okay, so if we go into apps, and I've just recently started playing with a lot of the apps. So if we go into apps, I'm going to create a whole blank page. If I go into apps and let's say I want to put out an ad for my website that is a service, right? I can hit this mockups. And the way that we find them in the apps, let me do that for you first. But if I go into my apps and I just search, it's going to give me anything relevant that might help me with mockups. And there it is. That's the one that I just showed you. You can show your finished products on a mug. You can show your finished products on a tablet. You can show your finished products on anything you want. Sorry, I didn't want to pick that one. So let's say it says drag and drop and put it to the image. Great. We're going to do that. I need to get it from here. Oh, it's here. Let's do this. Okay. So let's say I want something that looks like home living. No, computers. I'm going to see all of the computer options. Let's say I want to show somebody working on my website, right, with me. Then I can go into, then I can create a photo. I would create a screenshot. And I've already done it. Let's just see if I can find it because I end up with so many pictures on my downloads, my uploads. But let's say I want a photo of my website created to bloom. And I want it on this. So now look, my woman, my avatar in my photo is looking at my website. Wow. And again, if you're selling products digitally, like t-shirts or mugs or whatever, it's a super easy way, right, to show some of the things that you're doing with the mock-up. All right, so we'll get any questions on that one? Okay, so I'm going to thank you, Miss, for helping us. I'm going to delete her. And then let's go back to apps. And one of the other apps that I've actually enjoyed playing with is here, my apps is, let's see, we can do type gradient. So type gradient allows us to put our font, our message in our brand colors. So let's say I put, it says, what will you design today? Okay, we can keep that. But those are my colors, right? So when I go to this part of the screen, I can then start to click on here and I can actually put in my brand colors. Now, remember, we talked about how your hex codes, you can hover over your brand colors and put them in. So let's say I want pink. And then this one, I might want it to be green, right? Pink. See how it's changing everything as I click on these? And I can click and go to different parts of it. But it's going to actually give me some different coverage. So you click around till you get colors that you want. Looks a little funky right now, right? Because it's got this green stripe through it. But you get the gist of what I'm saying to you is that you get to actually play around with the colors that we want and how far we want them to be. Maybe we get rid of this one. We make this one yellow as well. So now I've got some yellow going. I've got some more green going. And you get this whole gradient effect that you can do. And then you can add it to your design. It went up here. Sometimes that happens. I didn't click in this part of the screen. But it actually gives it a little bit of attractiveness. Well, if you really play with the colors and get them to wait the way that you want them, you get to play with how to do this. And then you can actually go, oh, you know what? I want more yellow. I want more yellow than the blue and the whatever, right? Or I want more purple and the yellow over here. You swing this little thing back and forth and it changes it up until it gets it to a place where you love it. And then you can click on your design and put it in there. So that's a cool way to pizzazz up some of the stuff that you're doing. It's a cool way to pizzazz up some things, some website pages that you're doing. So let's go to, okay, do I have any questions so far on any of this? Because I thought I saw a few chats. Okay, being recorded, good. Yes. Okay, so I can get out of this app. And I can go back to my other apps. And some of the other options are Speed Painter. So Speed Painter, you actually have to choose something for this to want to paint, right? And so I think somewhere on here, I had my logo, the Created to Bloom logo. But you upload whatever it is you want it to paint. So many of these are screenshots. Oh, let me go to downloads. So let's pick Brenda's Prosper Flame. So if we want it to act like it's creating this on screen, this is basically what Speed Painter does. It looks like it's creating whatever it is that you have on display on screen in that moment. And I know we've seen these kind of things on social media. And you can actually tell it how long you want your video to be. You can tell it how long it takes to fill it all in. And you can say, oh, I want to see a hand doing it. Or I don't want to see a hand doing it. But let's just say we do. And we click generate. It's working on creating this video. And then we can add it to whatever we want. We can upload it to our social media. Check out what's new. We can add it to a website. We can add it to a lot of different, maybe it's the beginning, maybe it's the intro to a course you're creating. There are a lot of applications that you can do with a lot of these different videos. So wait a minute, waiting. while it's doing that, because it might take a little bit, I want to show you another effect that's really cool. We'll come back to see what that is. So another effect that is really cool is the fade effect. So let's say, we want to do this crossword. Make a little smaller. If I click on here, it reduces my font. If I click on here, it actually gives me font options. So first let's reduce it. And then let's see if we can find a font option that's has a little bit more presence to it. Let's do Anton. So if I do Anton, and I do it in a gold color. And then I duplicate it. So I'm going to put this down here at the bottom of the screen. And then I'm going to duplicate it. And then I'm going to duplicate it again and again. Did you notice how the third and fourth time that I clicked it, it put itself in equal spacing away from everything else? So here's the thing that you get to do with this. You get to start at the bottom of your document, and you get to play with the with what I call a transparency. So let's say we move this transparency down to 85, 84. Then we move this one down a little further. Let's make this one 73. Then we move this one 62. Do you notice what's happening here? It's going to start to fade as it goes up the page. And sometimes you can be really specific about this, and you can go, okay, I want to break it out evenly. I want four of them, four divided by 100, divided by four, 25% each. So start 100, 75, 50, 25. You can have it fade that way, or you can do it as gradual or as much as you want. But you get to do this kind of effect on the documents that you're doing. I would recommend that you group, watch, I'm going to group these all. I'm going to highlight all of them. Sorry, my little control panel got in the way. Highlight all of them. And then I'm going to go into my alignment for these. Position. And I'm going to position them all left. Did you notice how it got everything in order so that it's all lined up? Before I discovered how to do this long, long ago, it was driving me crazy trying to get them all spaced evenly, one on top of the other, right? And then what you can do is you can download this as a PNG and then upload it and use it as a background for the next thing that you're going to create, right? So let's just say I have four of these, because I don't even know how long this page is, but it is really long. And I can... I'm going to resize this. So if the other thing you can do if you have Canva Pro is you can resize your current design to any other size that you would like. So let's say I want a print product and I want it like a flyer size, 8.5 by 11. So then it gives me a choice to copy whatever I'm working on and resize it, which is amazing if you're doing a banner for your social media, but then you also want to use it for a flyer, right? You can still have both. It doesn't mess up your banner when you resize it to something else, or you can resize the current design, which is what I want to do. So once I resize my current design, then I have these all lined up on my page, and I can continue to spread them out to get them where I want them. Right? Because they're a little bit bigger than the other one. And sometimes it's fun to have these so they're side by side and they run off the page. They're not just exactly even, like they're offset like bricks, you know, like you were doing a brick wall. But But if I click on these, this whole design, and I do, notice what happens when I have more than one design. If I go share, and I want it to download, and I want it to be a PNG, which it suggests anyway, it's going to do all three pages. Let me give you a clue. When you download PNGs, it will give you a zip file. If you want to not have to unload a zip file, you'll download them separately. Right now, we only want the current page. So we're going to click current page, and we're going to click done. And then we're going to click download, and the whole thing downloads. So once it downloads to my computer, then I'm able to take it. Where is it? And drag and drop it back into my uploads. And you'll see it show up in my uploads in a second here. I think it should. If it doesn't, it didn't get it. So I'll do it again. Just drag it from your desktop file into here. And now, when I use this as a design, it's my wallpaper. I don't have to worry about resizing this, having it move around, having it get messed up in my design. None of that is going to be an issue, right? Because now I can put whatever I want on top of it. Let's say I want to put that and remove the background. I have no idea what this will look like when we do it, but we'll find out. So now it doesn't start to meld and gel with my background. My background is by itself, right? So it's a really fun, really cool backdrop for some different things. All right, let's see if our little video app is ready. App video is ready. Now, yeah, should be there. Okay. So if we click here and we add that to our design, are you seeing this? Do you just love that? So it didn't last very long, right? So we could slow it down, make it have more time. But like, isn't that an amazing thing to be like announcing my newest whatever? Boom. So that's a really fun app to use. It's called Speed Painter. Okay, so we are like 35 minutes in. Are there any questions, anything you guys are wanting to know how to do, navigate while we're here, get your questions answered?
Linda, I have a logo that's all one color of green. Mm-hmm. Is there a way, and it's just uploaded, I think it's uploaded as a ping. Can I change that shade of green?
It's very difficult once it's a PNG to do that. I think it's easier to do it if it's a vector file.
Okay.
Because vector files are like photos. They're like this, right? This is a vector file. So when I get into the folders, then I have different filters. But your filters are limited, right? They're within a certain range. So let's say I think this is way too bright. I want it a little bit more muted. I'll fade it, right? So now it's faded. It doesn't actually take up the whole screen and make it the powerful piece that it is. It blends with everything else. Or I can do retro, right? So you can do that, but it really has to be more of a vector file. And okay. like as an example, here's my logo, the logo for my company, all in green, right? I can edit it a little bit, right? I can get a little different shades out of it. But they're all going to be more or less in the green family.
Okay.
That makes sense? If you want it in different, if you want it in different shades, you can go back to your designer and say, can you kick it out for me? And because, and that's what I did. I wanted it with a white, all white, in case I had a dark, dark background that, that I usual, this is my, my logo is not usually all green. It's usually, it's usually pink and black, right? So, so this is my usual logo. But what I did was I asked my designer to give me, this is my all white one. You can't even see it, right? But I have it in different variations so that if I have a lighter background, I can do a darker setup. If I have some other area where I just want it in pink, I can do that as well, right? It just allowed me to play with it a little bit more. And notice that these are all PNGs for me, right? Because I asked the design, it's my daughter who designed these, who helped me design these. And I said, do I need these all in vectors? And she goes, it's actually easier to work with PNGs. Vectors are really mostly for the designer side. And then, you know, for webmasters, sometimes they like the vector files. But for us on the everyday Canva side of things, working with our stuff, we need a PNG. So, you know, it might be worth it to you to take that step to get some different variations of your logo so you can play around with it and do some different things with it. Yeah. Any other questions before we move on to some other things? So
I have one question.
Yes,
totally
ma'am.
Unrelated to Canva.
What?
But you said your daughter created these. Is she hireable?
Yes, she is. Yeah. I actually came up, I worked on the basis of this. This is, there is actually a combination of Canva. This was a bit of a Canva design, but the stem was like over here and I didn't like it. So I put elements in the way, but yeah, she is hireable because I needed her to go in and smooth out the edges where the two meets the stem so it doesn't look funky. And she helped pick the font for me. This is me and Roberta Quimson. We both are doing this business together. And so she helped us pick the font and she's got a really great design eye for what looks really good together. So what I'll show you kind of how I came to this, right? So I wanted rose and I wanted a graphic because I can play with the graphics and I can make them look different. So let's say if it was this rose that we chose, but I don't like this, let's say I don't like this little squiggly here, right? I can then get into my elements and I can get a shape. Trying to see what shape that would actually work with. Let's just say it's this shape. And I can take this shape and I can move it in. I'll keep it a different color till it's where I want it to be. And then I'll put it white. And then nobody, right? If I've got it positioned just right, nobody even knows it was there. And then I can move in and change and add that as, and I can group it with the rest of my element, right? So it's a really cool trick for, okay, I really like that, but I want it to be more like this, right? I want it to be more smiley, or I want it to be something different. You can change up these icons a little bit by sculpting it and shaving it with these different elements in there. And then, like I said, I'll group it. You can see it there as I group it. But once I group it, it's gone. Right? And then I can put in a text box. However I want it to be. And let's say I kind of want the L to be, you know, part of my font. Probably have to find something that's more handwriting. So I'm going to search for handwriting fonts and find one that, let's see, apricot sometimes is fun. That one's not going to do what I want it to do. Because what I want it to do is I want it to lean back just a little bit.
Try playpen.
Okay. Playpen Sans.
Think no, there was one that when you went down, it looked like it was going to do what I think you were trying to do, but.
Yeah, I mean it's like if we have it leaned, signature might be close. No, I want it tilted the other way. And sometimes the font world is a guessing world, right? To me, it's a, do I like the feel of that? Does that look like it's what I want it to say? Like if your message is soft, you want a softer look. So now I've tilted it so it kind of goes with my whole design, right? It looks like the rose goes right into it, kind of like we did with the Create It to Bloom. And so there's so much we can play with Canva to get it to re represent what we want it to do. But if I'd have done this font in the Anton, let's just say I did it in the Anton. It just looks so rough compared to the rose, right? So we need to keep those kind of things in mind when we're creating our designs. What is our brand? Is our brand more of a feminine feel? Is it more of a power business feel? Is it more of a casual feel? And we need to actually be conscious of choosing design elements that go with that. One of the other things that you need to be super mindful of when you're creating, watch your margins. Notice how when we got paper to write on in school, it had that little pink line on the left-hand side. We weren't supposed to write on the other side of that pink line, right? It's the same idea for the margins of your design. You don't want your design to go nearly off the end of the page because a lot of times they don't translate well when they go into different settings. So you could lose part of your logo. You could lose part of your title. You could lose part of your message if you're not mindful of keeping even borders all around your design. Okay. So that is essential. And let me see. I'm going to go back home. I'm going to show you a few different things where that shows up. So here's an opt-in that I created for our website. See, notice we've got a frame around it, but there's an even spacing all around the frame. I've got a logo at the bottom. Anytime you put something out, you put out a way that they can find you. This is even better because it's got the Create It to Bloom and it's got my logo, right? They need to find a way to track back to you. Because you never know who's going to say, oh, Joan, I got the perfect thing for you. I downloaded it the other day and it gets into lots of different hands that you never knew, but God knew, right? He's guiding you. He's guiding your stuff exactly where it's supposed to be. This page, this is all part of a template, but it's a template that I modified because there were certain pages I didn't want to use and I didn't need to use. So I took them off. For example, this page had these little corner elements that were this burgundy color. And I'm like, yeah, I don't love it. So I removed them. Right. And then I kept the fonts. They're not my brand fonts. They don't have to be in the stuff we put out. I kept them because I thought that they were appealing to the eye. They might be attractive to the person buying them. And then the module it had four, I took off one, spaced them back out evenly, boom. And then I just put graphics in different places so that it's more appealing to the eye because we know that like today's human doesn't want to read full pages of text all over the place. They want a little bit of break for the eye. So we'll give them a little break for the eye. What else can I show you? I have a realtor friend who uses my website. So I was playing with, content creation stuff, a page for our website. And this was a little tricky thing that I learned on how to fade your text out with a different background. But again, notice I'm not going all the way to the edge on my graphic. I'm leaving a border. I'm putting the content that I want them to really focus on in towards the middle, top third, where the eye would be. Brand colors. This is Carol Holsack's brand colors. If I were to save this, okay, I'm going to first group it. So I'm going to group this so that I have this as a PNG. And then I'm going to download this first page. It's got two pages. I just want the first one. So I'm going to download that. And then I'm going to go into brand. And I'm going to create a new palette. So when I go into brand, so you notice when I get into my branding stuff, I can go to my colors and see all. And then I can edit. And once I edit, I can actually add a color palette. So when I want to add a custom palette. So once I do that, it kind of started it here. Let's add this. I can bring in my graphic. I haven't played with this really before, so I'll do it. We'll learn real time here. Nope, I didn't love it that way. Oh, you know what? I know what. I've got to add it as a logo first. So if I add it as a logo, upload the logo. Here it is. I save it. And then I can go into palettes and it will create a palette for me. All right, that's a fail. So far, it's not actually doing what I want it to do. But it should actually come up with my pictures, with my palette colors, right? So if I go into this, if I open this logo, if I open her logo, which I don't know why, it's now messed it up. She'll hate that. Okay, so if I go into designing, I will see all of these colors, right? And then I can put them wherever I want them. And I can also look at the hex codes and copy them and add them into a new palette. So if I wanted to edit them into that one, they would go into that one. And I love that they've got the color photo colors down here all listed. So anything that you are using that is a photo that represents you or your brand, you can actually pull the colors into your design by just hovering over the hex codes or using them. Let's say we want this design to be changed up and we want it to be the darker color of her hair. I can just go straight to the photo colors and change it just like that. Lots and lots of power that you can do with Canva and creativity that you can do here. Any other questions that I can answer? No? Did you got so are you guys feeling like you can create your own opt-in? If you do not, if you still feel like you're struggling, you can reach out to me. My business, Created to Bloom, will do one for you for $47. Get it all done for you, get it kicked out to you, right? And if you have any questions that you just need answered, I'm here. I can ask or answer anything for you, like how do you this or how do you that, Linda? I don't know how to do this stuff. I'm more than happy to do that. We have a membership with our website where we're going to have a couple of co-working days set up where people can pop in with whatever they're working on and work right along with us and pipe in when they're like, I don't know how to do this part, or how do I make this happen, or I like the effect that you did with that. What do I need to do to get that to happen, right?
Linda,
All
I
right.
have a question.
Sure.
What does your opt-in page look like?
For Created to Bloom, we actually have a drop down. So we have that copywriting course that I just showed you about that's right here. And then we have this one that drops down as you're on our website. So it's a branding guide. And it talks about choosing colors that more than what it looks nice. And then on my own personal website for my coaching, it's under resources. And I have taken screenshots of each of the things that I actually offer, and I put them in here and I attach them to a button. And the button actually asks for the info, like we all do. Give me your deets, you'll get the thing. Right? And every single one of my opt-ins on my website is connected to a different mailing list or a different list, so I know where it came from when people download my stuff. So that's the way that I like to do mine, because let's face it, people are they're not going to stay long, right? They're scroll happy, or they're let me you know we've gotten these 5 to 10 second attention spans, so we might just go bleep and we'll go somewhere else, right? So I work to try to get them to stay on my page just a little bit longer by putting them in an order like this in a gallery setting where they've got to they go, oh, what is that? And oh, what is this? And how do I da-da-da-da, right? The only one that takes you off site that I actually don't have access to is the one for my Mindset Reset coloring book. That's on Amazon. It takes you over there. That way I don't have to stock anything. Yeah. So thank you. It's a good question. All right, ladies. It has been a pleasure to be able to serve you. I am still here in service to you. If you need anything else, reach out. What else to, oh, does anybody want to pray us out?
Quick
I
question to pray
will.
us out. Can
Okay.
I ask a question? What's the best way to contact you, Linda?
You can contact me through lynda.malka@gmail.com. There's also a contact form on the website if you forget that, on the Created to Bloom website. That's created the number two bloom.com. Okay.
I will pray us out.
Thank you, Eileen.
Oh, gracious Father, I thank you for the way you've gifted each one of us uniquely and different. And I thank you for the way you've gifted Linda the amazing opportunity to step into even more creativity as a result of just those quick tips that she shared here today. So, Father, I pray that you would bless her as she continues through her day. And Father, for each and every one of us on this call, I just pray that you would shower down your love and your blessing, and that we would sense you in the midst of all the things that we're doing, and that we would hear your voice and be guided to take action as you are calling us to. We recognize that all that you've gifted us with, you've given us that in order that we can serve others. So may we have our eyes open to see like you see in order to be able to see those opportunities of how we can serve others. So I just thank you for this time. I thank you for Linda and all that you have blessed her with and gifted her with. And I'm just excited to go play and see what other creative things that I can create. And pray that this was a time that brought you honor and glory, because in the end, that's all we desire. Jesus, I love you. I praise you. And I pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Arlene. Thank you, everyone. Have a great
Thank you,
day.
Linda.
You
Okay.
too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.